in the life of the church at this particular time in history, we have two forms of the Roman Rite for Mass. The extraordinary form, which is the ancient form celebrated in Latin, and the ordinary form of the Mass, which we are offering right now. The dismissal in the extraordinary form of the Mass in Latin is ite missa est, which is translated, go, you are sent. In fact, the word Mass is from that Latin word sent. So we are celebrating, if you will, the holy sacrifice of being sent. One of the dismissal formulas in the ordinary form of the Mass is, go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Both dismissals from Mass express the same sentiment. We are chosen by God to be sent out to lead others to experience the glory of God. The foundations for these dismissals can be seen in both our first reading and our gospel this morning. In the first reading, the Lord uses the prophet Isaiah to communicate to a message to the Israelites. He tells them, "You are my servant, Israel, through whom I show my glory." Well, the Israelites were God's chosen people, elected by God. But Isaiah goes on to remind them that God chooses them, not for themselves, but for the world. Israel cannot tell other nations, we've been chosen by God and therefore we're better than all of you. That's the reason this happened. No. Election is never for the sake of the elect. It is for the sake of the world. Their purpose was to be a vehicle of God's glory so the world could see what God was like. Their vocation was to be united in living moral and loving lives, which would then attract the nations. The Lord said, "I will make you, Israel, a light to the nations." Israel was not glory unto themselves. They were set apart from the nations for the sake of the nations. A similar theme is present in our gospel as well. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said those familiar words, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one of whom I said, a man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me." John's vocation was not to glory in being chosen by God, but rather to be sent out to lead others to the glory of Jesus Christ. In Latin, ite missa est, and in English, go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. It seems to me that there is an important lesson in all of this for us as Catholics. We may say, well, I go to Mass, I say my prayers, I lead a pretty decent life. But as good as that is, the reality is it's not enough. Because that's not ultimately why we were chosen by God. Those are great, but there is more to our vocation. The purpose of the church is not to glory in herself. It is intended to be the new Israel. It is meant to be the vehicle whereby the whole world is gathered into the family of God. And so the world needs to see something so attractive in us that the world is lured to Jesus and his Catholic Church. Bishop Robert Barron talks about the need for parishes to become missionary societies. I think about that myself as I look at the tremendous growth in Spokane in general and in and around the downtown area in particular. So very concretely, the people living in Kendall Yards, the M, Eagle Ridge, Brown's Addition, and the Cathedral Plaza should see in us something so attractive that they are lured to Jesus Christ and his church. The people living in your own neighborhood and working alongside you at work should see something so attractive within you that they are lured to Jesus Christ and his church. Now, that's a tall order. It's a challenging command. Why? Because we are all beset by our own weakness and sin. We know that all too well. And we are also beset by outside enemies of the church. That is one of the reasons why we have the sacraments, to heal us and to strengthen us with God's grace, so that after Mass, we can once again dive into our lives, and no matter how busy or fragile or stressful they may be, we can do so with the conviction that we are loved, and our vocation is to witness to that love to others. In the extraordinary form we hear, Ite Missa Est, go, you are sent. And in the ordinary form, we will once again hear today, go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.